Blog Talk Radio.
I know
get out of the bed, 'cause I wanna see you. And I've been wondering, can I come over?
The weeks and the years will roll by. but nothing will change the love inside you and I.
Maybe I'll never find any words that could explain just how much my heart, my life, my soul, you've changed. When no one else understands,
we tell God in the whole world, I'm your God, you're my man,
you're my man.
How it seems you're my everything.
Everything.
Me. Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's Romantic Sensual Saturday. If you're listening online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, when you get here, please press 1. But if you're already here, go ahead and press 1. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Average when you can be raw. I got mine. You got yours? Let's give a shout out to our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas Shaw. Listen, he is also the CEO of Raw Links. So go on over, hit him in his inbox, get you some Raw Links, or better yet, just go on to Amazon.com and make your order there. You know, go ahead and order like 100 units at one time. Let's see how fast he fulfill them. No, but in all seriousness, congratulations to Raw Links opening up the Amazon online marketplace. Make sure you get your Raw Links. Now, tonight, we're going to be romantic and sensual. Romantic and sensual. Y'all ready for that? Well, I tell you what. Got a nice little surprise. I'm going to go ahead and bring in this wonderful poet. You all know her as Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, band baby. What's going on, poetic?
Oh, man. Just ready to be romantic and sensual. How about yourself?
That works for me. You know how my mind works, though.
Let's go ahead and let's get started, shall we? Let's do this. Okay.
All right. He moves me. There's no other way to put it. He brings me such strength in his vulnerability that I almost worship him.
And she opened my scrolls to deliver her praise filled with his chocolate goals. As she sways to the reading from my erotic, simply delightful, in love's paradise, never seems psychotic.
He speaks life to my soul and draws heat from my body. And nothing can shake my foundation quite like he does.
As her bottom lip quivers from drinking from his soul, her body decides to be nourished while her thoughts lose control. Shivering in the foundation of his melanin scripture dedication.
Skin smooth like honey and just as sweet, and golden eyes that see into my very soul. His strength is only outweighed by his intellect, and his loyalty to me is unquestioned. He is the pastor of my temple, and I live to study his melanin scripture.
Now, before you close up that scroll and bite your bottom lip, tracing my skin with your fingertip, peering into the soul of your soul, my intellectual strength grabs at your intelligence and you curl your toes. As I read you more of my scriptures, teach your body how to nurture. As I pastor your temple, close your eyes and say amen while I be your godly example.
The intimacy we share is deeper than flesh. You water my gardens and give me life. You bow in prayer and kneel at my altar and leave your mark there, spreading sexual calligraphy across my thighs with deep purple passion marks before you indulge in the sacrament that is wellspring of your sustenance and our union designs thunderstorms that wash us in ecstasy. I love you with my soul and will forever give penance to your melanin scriptures.
Chapter by chapter, my exquisiteness creates deeper fleshly intimacy. as I look toward my altar that I visit with an uncanny frequency, making elemental mention of my marking across your skin, kissing, hugging, and holding you so tightly, reminding myself that this communion is wetly delicious as we begin praising together, witnessing the true chocolate essence of this melanin fever. Love under these torrential downpours creates an intimate space and lures. I mean, it just lures us into more of my scriptures. There you have it, my melanin scriptures.
Delicious.
It was. And I think the DJ's got, he got something for that piece. I mean.
Okay.
You really
Ceramic Ink. Yes, yes. What a song selection to follow that piece. Miss Lips, thank you so much for the collab and writing with yours truly. I really appreciate it.
It was my pleasure.
All right, now I'm going to get you over to that rooftop where the bonfire is going good because it's kind of cool up there, but the vibes and everything is so warm.
Yeah, we can continue that dance.
Absolutely, absolutely. Stick around, enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic, and take your socks off, baby, baby.
One love, one mic.
All right, now, there y'all hear it. Miss Lips. Whew. Get a little hot in here, a little hot, a little hot. I know y'all around that bonfire, y'all got a little bit of the warm and the hot, but it's getting a little hot. Let's just see who we got next on the mic. Ladies and gentlemen, we have La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Can you hear me clearly?
You sound just great.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. It's a different phone, so I'm just saying. I like that collab and the kiss that was top it off. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was. Ooh.
That was hot. Still, I really like that.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Now, what do you got for Romantic Sensual Saturday?
It was a toss up. I wrote two different pieces, but I think I'll do this one. The one I did last night. Everybody seemed to think it was kind of hot.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Accepted Apology. She hated being distant. So after simmering down from an argument, she walked in the room over to the back of his chair he's sitting in, gently places a hand on his shoulder and the other on his cheek, leans in and says, "I'm sorry, baby," asking, "Can we kiss and make up?" While placing soft kisses on his neck. Her kisses always sent a warm haze through him, and his passion would always take over. He took her hand as he stood up and turned to face her. He directed her around the chair close into his body, staring in her eyes for a bit before grabbing and lifting her legs so he could slide himself inside her heaven. Her pussy always felt like home. Still staring at her, her eyes rolled back with a moan, calling out, "Baby," as he entered her with slow, deep thrusts. He lifted her other leg and she started her ride, right in sync with his rhythm, never missing a beat. He walked them to the bathroom, reaching in the shower, her favorite place to make love. Fumbling for the knob to turn on the water, she stops her ride, sliding down off him and kneels, pulling her in his mouth. As he fumbles to adjust the water temperature, he starts moaning and fucking her face. Her mouth was always juicy and ready for him. He knew she was his. He was ready to bust, but not before she got hers. So he pulled away and said, "Baby, come on." She stepped in under the water, turning to face it. It was the perfect temperature. He stepped in right behind her, dick still rock hard, pressing his body against her back, grinding on her ass, sliding her hair over to kiss her and suck her neck while reaching his hand around to play with her nipple and using the other to press that love button. He could feel the silky wetness sliding his fingers inside and can tell she was about to release. So he quickly removed his fingers, his voice deepened, telling her, "Turn around, baby." As he was kissing her body and kneeling till his lips greeted hers, he moaned, spread her lips, and began to feast. Didn't take long before she was gushing in his mouth and all over his face. Now he wanted to be inside her again. So he stood up and slowly moved her back against the shower wall, this time lifting her to wrap both legs around him. Slowly, strokes, passionate kissing, and moans of ecstasy. And that's their piece.
Well now. Definitely a little X-rated for Romantic Central Saturday. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you're
sorry if y'all listening. I'm sorry. But dynamic piece. And the DJ said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. He got something
okay.
for that. Are you ready?
All right. I'm ready.
Special for you.
I've read some bath of water.
favorite bubble bath fetish.
Can you join me, baby? Oh,
remember those candles you said you like?
Got the candles lit, your favorite scent.
Yeah.
Da, 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 come join me, come feel me. I want my hands all over your body. I wanna go there while you're on the edge. Make you scream my name. Ooh, baby, baby, won't you just
you
know
way,
I
baby.
Won't mind if you ride all night, yeah.
Oh,
I want
way,
you to
baby.
Feel me, baby, yeah.
What
just do what you wanna do with me, baby.
Well, 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 what a way to end an apology than to tell her to come and take what's yours.
Right?
Put your feast on you.
That was right in sync. That was right on time. Okay. I don't know how you knew, but that's fine. Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, hey, okay. I'm a poet and I love music, so... That's what the universe felt, and that's what you got, you know?
Okay. I'll throw you on that one.
But go ahead and get out there on fire. And, you know, the libations is going around. It's nice and warm. The vibe is nice. It's cozy. It's the rooftop. It's chilly, but it's warm at the same time. We all been there once we take that first shot. Come on. Don't act like y'all don't know.
Right. I'm definitely going to take a couple steps.
All right. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that exquisite piece of poetry followed by that song, Mr. James Lee and Take What's Yours, and, of course, Poetry La Perro, La Negra. Let's see who we got up next. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Romantic Central Saturday, Gina Storm. Hey, Gina. Unmute
Happy
your
Saturday,
mic.
Ben.
Happy Saturday. How are you?
You know, if you'd have asked me earlier today, I'd have been like, I'm still breathing. And at that moment, that would have been enough. But I have had an amazing afternoon and evening, so it made up for my morning was just horrible. And sometimes it happens, you know, and you have to say to yourself, well, just because you had a bad couple of hours, I mean, the day is ruined. So I wasn't giving in to the mood of the day or the vibe or whatever was taking place. I don't know what that was, but I didn't accept it, and I had to move away from it immediately. So I started redirecting my own energy, and I got to a happy place. And then I don't have a lot of company. I live by myself, and usually, you know, like I see my moms a couple days out of the week, and my godmother might stop by, or an aunt, a random cousin here or there. A couple days ago, my brother came by, but I slept through him, so he didn't even bother to knock. My mother said he was coming. I knew was aware of he was going to be moving her car, and I slept through it. So he said, just in case I was asleep, he didn't want to bother me, which I appreciate because I'm one of those people that doesn't have, like, a bedtime or a get-up time since I'm retired, so I just whenever.
Yeah.
Usually
yeah.
I know, I tell people that I do not people before noon, so people usually don't bother me before 12 o'clock. Yeah, it's a real thing. So today got better, and my daughter and my grandkids came by. They were going to Sky Zone. I don't know if you know what Sky Zone is, but it's a place you can take your children where they're in harnesses and the wind propels them. They jump on trampolines, and they're in a room with zero gravity, wearing a windsuit and a helmet, and actually flying. There's a rock climbing wall and a pit of blocks. They can, you know, lots of other activities. Depending on the age of the child and their level of ability will determine, you know, what they're able to do while they're at Sky Zone. But it's really awesome. And my grandkids just got a good report card, so they're with their mom.
Hey, that's what you got to do. That's what you
yeah,
got to do.
Yeah, celebrating it. Right, absolutely. Getting it in because they earned it. And I feel like you shouldn't reward bad behavior. Like, if they're on punishment, there's nothing I can do for you. You know, if your mom said, like, even if you're at my house and you couldn't watch TV at home, guess what you're not going to do here? Oh.
That's right.
You thought
that's
you were
going
to play the game? Mm-mm. Oh, and you thought you were getting dessert? No. So, yeah, the rules apply. So seeing them on a cameo when I don't have to be Gigi and I get to just be a woman on a night like Central and Romantic Saturday, I'm happy to be here.
That's wonderful. Well, look, I know I am not the only one, since you happy to be a woman and here on Romantic Sensual Saturday. So go ahead and be romantic and sensual. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm going to title my freestyle. Oh, it's real easy. He made me feel. I have a lot of men in my life. Those of you who know that I lost my father and my grandfather within months of each other. And I have been mourning the loss of my stepfather for almost a decade. So I'm a daddy's girl with no daddy. But recently, there was a man who was introduced to me who made me feel like a woman again for the very first time in a long time. And indeed, I wasn't looking for it by any means. I was chilling, really. I had no expectations of any kind of connection, but this is the reality. From across the room, my girlfriend has said to me, oh, you know, I got this friend. He's supposed to be coming in tonight for a drink. We met a couple of weeks ago. I just delivered a shed to his mom's house, and we were talking about something or other. Hip-hop. And then I mentioned you. And I said, how did you make the connection from Gina Storm to hip-hop? And she said, girl, please stop playing. And I laughed. Because you know how I do. I feel like lyrics are lyrics. So if you were formerly a rapper and then became a spoken word artist, then it's still inside of you. And I've been an MC for many years and also host some other podcasts for poetry. So I was in the mood for, you know, making sure that he knew what it was exactly that I do. And she said that he hadn't been on a date in a while, so he was looking forward to meeting me, too. Our eyes met from across the bar. As a matter of fact, I was getting another round from my table when he was doing the same for him and his guys who were sitting at the end of the bar. And he looked at me, and I saw him immediately. And it was one of those things, like sometimes when people say, you just know, there was a connection right away. I laughed to myself, covered my mouth in shame. I felt like my face became red because all of a sudden my entire body felt like it was inflamed, and I hadn't even had an alcoholic beverage yet. I was having ice and water, and then I knew I needed to have a drink so that I could calm myself. I felt like I was in a place that I didn't understand or appreciate, but he reminded me of a time in my life when I was a woman, you see. And that it was okay to let down my guard and just allow a man to be. He threw his hat in the ring immediately. I got the round of drinks, took it back to the table, and he met me on the table side and said, excuse me, ma'am. I think it was destiny that we meet. My girlfriend winked at me. I wouldn't make eye contact with her because she's silly. And all I could think was she thought that she had done a good thing. And I'm thinking, oh, see, I've kissed so many frogs. I don't know if I can put my hat in the ring again, y'all. So I took a deep breath and allowed him to shoot his shot. I liked everything he had to say and the way that he looked and whatnot. He had something about him. There was a charm and a charisma that I hadn't seen in a while, a confidence that a lot of dudes don't have all the time. And some can talk the talk and others walk the walk, but it seemed like he could do two in tandem, and it made sense to me that I should exchange math with him and we could communicate again immediately. He He asked me what we were doing next, because after we finished our drinks, we were leaving that place. I told him the name of the bar that we were headed to next. He said if he didn't meet us there, he'd be at the next. We were on the pub crawl. I was doing the most, y'all. He hit my phone immediately. He said, "Where are you now, sexy?" I laughed to myself, because sometimes that's the man's go-to. But I assure you, this time when he said it, it did something to my insides, and they were coming back alive. And all I could say to myself was, "Ooh, girl, if you don't get yourself together, you're going to do something nasty tonight." But I didn't. I didn't send an inappropriate text, nor did I send any pics of me half-dressed. I remained a lady. We've been communicating steadily. We had a couple of conversations and been on two dates so far. I'm going to take my time and pace it, because you know if I love, I'm going to do it hard. I'm not trying to hurt him. I just like the fact that he allowed a possibility inside of me to see once again that I had been neglecting the woman that I was born to be. And he reminded me. And I'm grateful, because it feels okay. I'm Gina Stone. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Yes, yes, Gina Storm, Gina Storm. I think the DJ got something picked out for that, because he was feeling that, what you was feeling. So, are you ready? Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Right.
See, man, I ain't tripping off none of my homeboy.
No.
And I ain't tripping off none of her girlfriend.
Oh, sure, Rafi.
Because I can't do that. We're going to be together. We're going to do this.
Shut up.
No, we can do this.
Just me and you. Ooh, baby. Thank you.
Gina Stone, the DJ wants to know how you felt about that track your piece.
So the Boyz II Men soundtrack was part of the foundation to my first marriage. Tony definitely set the mood for us regularly. And as a seasoned woman of 52 and twice divorced, I have a Raphael Sadiq ringtone on my phone currently. So that speaks to every aspect of who I am as a woman. I salute the DJ.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Love it.
I'm head on one direction. I'm good.
Boyz in the Hood soundtrack. Some of them don't.
Yes.
Know. Don't know. But, yeah, it's not the dance floor tonight. You on your way up to the rooftop, to the bonfire, where the libations and the soul of romance and sensuality is being spread amongst all. So make sure you get up there and you have a good time and stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show.
I'm here for it. Absolutely. Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Gina Storm on her way to the bonfire, y'all. Whew, man. Let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic, we've got Ms. VIP. Welcome to Romantic Central Saturday. How you doing?
Well, hey, how are you?
I am phenomenal. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Good.
I'm good.
I'm glad to hear it. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm not sure about sensual, but I guess a little romantic, but yes, I'm ready.
Ooh, I like it. Well, look, listen, the mic is yours.
Oh, thank you so much. I wonder why I liked you so much when we met. I allowed my thoughts to roam with visions of us walking hand in hand, with one kiss and embrace that tells me all is copacetic with the world. The second we began talking, we stopped walking. My intuition tells me you have trust issues. I won't attempt to fix them, but I'll support you as you deal with them. I'll be true, give consistency, transparency, all because I love you. See, I experienced these issues before, and I'll never do to you like someone has done to me. It took much soul searching, grieving, and therapy to heal my body and soul. So I want you to be whole. Be satisfied with me, where you are in your life. We don't need the outside to know what happens on our inside, causing confusion, dissension, and strife. If you feel you're in love with me and ready to go down this road for the last time, thinking it would be a crime if another day was spent without me, take my hand, say you're my main, and promise me a real love. Knowing the reality of imperfections in a relationship. Know our yesterdays are more than our tomorrows. So let's kiss, hold hands as we walk. Make a promise when we're mad, we'll talk. Not walk away when the truth is our chemistry is amazing. And we don't really want to be without each other. Nor do we want another. So we'll stay and work it through. The bottom line is you love me because I'm stone in love with you, and that's that piece.
Ooh-wee. Oh, my goodness. Goodness. You know, love is such a wonderful thing, and that is such a beautiful piece. And I believe that my DJ, he said he got something for that. Are you okay? Are you okay
Ooh.
With that?
I am. Thank you.
Well, here it is.
Take care of me. Talk of days and at night falling deep.
right, Ms. VIP. How did you feel about the DJ selection to your piece?
I think it was wonderful, and I was swaying the whole time. Very romantic music. Loved it.
Awesome, awesome. Well, listen, could have you go ahead and going up to the rooftop to the bonfire so that you can get your on and your swaying on and your liquid libations and, you know, stay warm by the fire. It's pretty romantic and sensual,
like that,
up there from what I'm hearing. So go on up there and stick around.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the bonfire to be romantic and sensual, Ms. VIP, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's Romantic Sensual Saturday with your host, yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here.
Oh, this is Paulie. Let the church say amen. La da dee la la la. La da la la la. La la la.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio.
Oh, well, excuse me.
On the For Real Entertainment Network.
Oh, well, he sound like he come from England or something. I don't know. La 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 la, la da dee da da, la la da da dee da da, la 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 la.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
All right, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We're going to have a nice track playing right now. I want y'all to go ahead and pull up another romantic, sensual piece. And after this track, I want you to go ahead and we're going to go ahead and do it again. All right? In love, with love, a ticking time bomb detonated. The explosion was incubated somewhere over the Pacific. Even throughout the Atlantic, a shell shock of emotion. The shards and shrapnel lodged in and logged conclusions. Not just any conclusions, but the kind that we as men don't talk about. But today is the day we will talk about it. Today is the day we will get down with it. See, my inspiration factory is filled with glory and remnants of grace and mercy. My hurt locker is riddled with battle scars. But then my epiphany got the spotlight of the stars. I can't help but see new visions every day. The breath of God breathed into my lungs, and dare I say that my Neo Soul Cafe has a different tea drip today. Somewhere in my mind, the poetry madness just grips me, and I have to write about my experience, see. The four walls close me in, and I hyperventilate as the word uttered. I look deep within myself to see if I can be hurt. 'Cause this man of steel dusted off the dirt, my steel skeleton can keep me invincible. But my internal organ is no longer replaceable, locked up like a caged animal. Is my heart losing stamina? I just want to feel it again. I want to embrace it again. Why does it escape me so? Where is the illusion I know? A hopeless romantic putting on a single glove. All because I'm in love with love. From the mind of Poetic. Welcome back, welcome back. Let's go ahead and bring in this next caller before we do a round two. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the mic, the CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet, Douglas Baby Baby. Welcome.
Baby Baby Baby.
Saturday, bro.
What it do? Take your socks off. Take your socks off, Van Schmettos. What it do, bro?
Oh, man, just enjoying the vibes here tonight. The poetry has been beautiful. The DJ's been playing some wonderful tracks to complement the pieces. And it's just been a good night, bro. It's just been a good night, man. How about you?
Yes, yes, yes. Hey, man, it's a good night. I'm just sitting back, you know, listening to the sound of my aquariums humming and some poetry, man. And hey, I like the tracks, man. The music is really on point on some realness.
The DJ sends his thanks. He sends his thanks. But listen, he said, this is what he said now. He said he's trying to figure out what he can complement a For Real the Poet piece with. So, my brother, are you ready to be romantic and sensual?
I'm not sure if I can do that. But, hey, man, I'm here. I'm going to do something old for y'all, man. I got some old stuff here.
Well, by all means, brother. Go ahead, the mic is yours.
Thank you, my brother. My thoughts. Wanting to lick your every thought, your perversest dreams, your warmest memories, and those that you hide from me. Would they stay hidden if I licked your thoughts? Your every thought. If I licked your thoughts while you were thinking of me and my parts, licking away the smoldering, fanning the heat while this huge thing's throbbing, what would you think of me, thinking of you, with me in your mouth, jawbone stretching, licking my thoughts, your tongue leaving trails, crisscrossing over swollen veins full of silken seed. If busted, they can conceive. This river flows full of my babies down milky streams. And if and when you read my mind, we can then proceed. Now lick my thoughts. Thoughts on your hourglass imprints on satin legs spread open, silken sheets. You're waiting, wanting. You're waiting for me to lick your thoughts, to taste your memories, your fantasies. I'm this close to licking your thoughts, thoughts of me with you in my mouth and your river overflowing while I'm licking your every thought. Lick my thoughts. That's what I thought. If I stretched your leg way above your head, your neck in a 90 degrees angle and licked your thoughts. Think about it. Think about it. As you lick my thoughts. For real.
My brother, I remember that piece. And the DJ said he's going to be subliminal with his song selection tonight. Since you're talking about licking thoughts, he said that he got a young lady that said that, well, this is what she said.
Ooh, when you do what you do, I'm empowered. you give me a superpower, together the world could be ours. You sit me up on the counter, instantly a thunder shower, storming for a couple hours. When we finish, take a shower. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours. Usually don't like nobody, and when I say nobody, I mean nobody. All these niggas full of shit. You just a homie once they hit. Felt like giving up on love. These niggas almost made me quit. Then I met you. When I met you, I knew this was it. I've never been in love like this. A love like ours. I pray for it on my knees. Every night for some hours. And hours and hours and hours and hours. And I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. What's yours is mine and ours, and yours mine and ours. I can sit and talk to you for hours, sit and look at you for hours, making love to you for hours, laying on your chest for hours, telling you jokes for hours, holding your clothes for hours, and I, ooh, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, wow, yeah,
about the DJ selection, bro, for your piece.
Yo, yo, that's DJ right there. So on point, man. That's my Jizzy Jam, boy. That's my jam. Yo, I love it, man.
You would enjoy that, man. She's talking about licking thugs. So it's appropriately fitting that she's going to do it for hours and hours.
Yes, Lord, for hours and hours. All night
yes,
long,
sir.
Baby, baby.
Okay, brother. I'm going to send you up to the bonfire. Get another piece ready. You will be last to close out the romantic sensual round two.
I'm locked and loaded, my brother. I'm locked and loaded.
My brother. All right, stick around.
One love.
Ladies and gentlemen, one love, one mic. That is the CEO, Larry Maddox, taking his socks off. Baby, baby. All right. Round two, y'all. I hope y'all got something romantic and sensual for this round two. First up, Miss Lips.
I missed you. I had to come back for a little more. Can you hear me? Hello?
You're just supposed to go in, Miss Lips.
Okay. Tom, tell me a bedtime story. One where the prince comes to save the beautiful maiden, so he can show her a life like she never dared dream. But not in a material way. No, you see, I know you make your coin, and even though we ain't rich, our ends are friends, and they meet up every now and then. No, Daddy, what I need is for my prince to kiss this peach. and wake me up to sensual pleasures that are almost unspeakable. Arouse me from the slumber of daily routine with wet kisses and sloppy scenes of being all the woman you ever dreamed of. Slob me down into pools of hedonistic delights and bring my Cinderella fantasies into your dark kingdom. Show me the things the Brothers Grimm feared to reference. Eat my gingerbread and chase it with my milk, and then pleasure me, present me your rod, fully erect. Let me Aesop fables as yet to be told, as you roll in the deepness of my throat, my moans calling forth your flood tide like siren songs to seamen seeking solace within my clutches. Then allow this lustful worship to continue. Lay your hands like Christian Andersen upon my flesh. Be the naughty boy you are that makes this princess pee as you play Thumbelina with my ass. Put everything in its right place as you crash into the uttermost parts of my sea, seeking out the golden treasure hidden deep within, and fulfill the old oak tree's last dream as you stay hidden but not forgotten inside, and we try to fathom who was the happiness. Then turn me over and rub my back as you rock me. Strokes so deep you can hear the waves splashing, our moans singing sweet lullabies. And as we reach satiation, inject me with your melatonin so that I can go off into peaceful rest as I cover you in my sweet sticky cream, the elixir you needed to put your mind at ease. Then curl me into you as we drift off to Neverland, and we live happily ever after, till the next story time. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
I'm doing this for all my ladies. I know you're thinking, yo, it sounds like a lullaby, right? But this is for you. Get into it. It's true.
I got your legs spread all over the bed, hands clenched the sheets, hair wild as hell, I know. The only thing on your mind is sex and me, girl. I can feel your temperature rising. You should feel my nature too. Come on, it's gonna be a bumpy
girl,
ride.
Girl,
do what we came to do. Too much noise. There's a lot of people that live around here. Emotions running high. My hands planted on your thighs. You feel me going up and down and around and around and around. Girl, we
your sexy body.
Love,
we make it good.
Oh,
love,
oh,
we make it good.
Love,
oh,
my baby.
Love,
oh,
we make it good.
Love,
oh,
my baby. about your body. Get inside her mind. If you can, baby, do it to me.
In the midst of winter's flow, the embering of leaves fall as fall leaves, tawny hues of the once rich green life that danced with the wind lie huddled on frost-layered soil, whispering in the welcoming of the cold, a time for release. Renewal is coming. Moons left from blades burned by experience are now just stains of the past, and I am now age's transparent beauty left open for love. True love grows best in the soil of emotions passionately expressed. So bless me with your transparency. There is no darkness here, because I am receptive to truth, and my love will never prick like the thorns of past roses you picked from different gardens. Allow me to comfort you. I want you to love me without fear, because I know that waterfalls that come from the most pain aren't the ones you see flooding your eyes. They are the hidden ones falling from your heart. Allow me to be your peace in a world that is unkind. Know that the sweetness of my nectar never sours, and here is where you can always quench your thirst. God is always at the center of this relationship, so your heart is safe with me, because it will always be in his hands. I can't heal you, but I offer you a healthy space to work on it. Release your spirit to the comfort I'll provide. Make my heart your home and grow with me, because not only will I love you with everything in me on your good days, but even harder when you're at your worst, because I am your number one fan. Now stay at peace.
Almost exactly what I need. A definite maybe. It's sure to entice my curiosity. I can't help but think that this doesn't add up. I'm trying to separate the facts from all the fiction. We're living in a world of contradiction, and if baby you're the truth, then I'm lying next to you. When you're the distance, then I'll be your water.
Butterflies flutter in my belly. My smile is wide. The overwhelming feeling of joy is amazing to me. Every time I see your face, hear your voice, I feel there is no one that touches me, makes love to me, or makes me feel the way you do. Your poetry sends me, thrills me to no end. I'm reeling in your intelligence as it matches mine. I don't think I can feel the love more today than I will tomorrow. As we grow in this connection, each day you are a blessing to me, and I strive to be one to you. Whether I'm down and out or not, I will support you, be your physical, emotional, so effectively you'll thank God you found me. I know it won't always be like this, but I want you. I want us. I want this. Who would have thought being down the road twice before that I'd be the stood final chance to experience the rest of my life and romance, candlelight, amazing sex, the mundane of holding hands, kisses in the morning and night, saying I love you every day. The feeling will always be new. This is me. This is you. So this is love, and that's that piece.
Sweetest name, and it don't change. blanket that I need in the morning. You're my sunshine in the rain when it's going. Won't you give yourself to me? Give it all, oh, I just wanna see. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Where you go, I'll follow. No matter how far. If life is a movie, oh, you're the best part. Oh, you're the best part. Oh, best part.
It's the sunrise and those brown eyes, yes. You're the one that I desire. Me feel so nice. You're my water when I'm stuck in the desert. You're the talent all I take when my head hurts. You're the sunshine of my life. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Where you go, I'll follow. No matter how far. If life is a movie, then you're the best part.
Next up, For Real, the poet Douglas.
One wish, oh, the many times that I've pondered this one wish. If I had just one wish, I'd wish that the world could be ours. For hours I've questioned this, soaking in champagne baths and showers, giving you your flowers, rose petals, leaving trails that lead us both to pleasure's tower, unclothed us both, heated and hot on the inside, our souls spend eternity being devoured, tsunamic waves of passions washing over ours, permeating steam while we're recreating this world, a world that's ours, pausing to enjoy the sensation of each other and every volcanic eruption erupting, hot lava, cascading brown skin heaving, cause this shit is sensual, it's soothing, it's like meet the meat when we meet. For hours, you give me superpowers. What's yours is mine. For a moment in time, for this moment in time, the hands of time rewind. We make love for hours. We jetty to distant planets. We've written the Milky Way, sunbathed on Venus, parlayed on shade of Uranus, dipping in and out of the multiverse. We've body surfs the universe, entangled completely and utterly mangled, limbs physically intertwined, cosmically altered, vines. We re-ripen time orgasmically for this moment in time. For this moment in time, we send shock waves as we pulsate, recreating a world that is ours. This is the plateau we seek. And as we reach its peak, we holding each other tenderly, worn out from the combustible levels of love making we reach, we spend the rest of eternity locked in, kissing, in a world where if I just had one wish, I'd rub that genie's magic lamp, and my wish would be a kiss, just a kiss. A kiss, and it spent weekend with those lips pressed up against a weekend spent with those lips. If I had just one wish, for real.
Late night, I call your phone. Lately, you have no time. You're looking out for you now. Finally prioritized, and I knew you would, but could say something. Sometimes it's better when you yell than when you say nothing. But y'all getting tired of explaining everything that you need. More water, less stress, more sex, more carefree. Don't wanna hurt no more, not over me. I'm not worth it, and this ain't working, and run out of words again. And now that you know, you are better than I was ready for. It's not like before, no. Tonight I'm making up for it all. For every time I let you cry, I know you've had to accept, yeah. Apologies, you haven't got it yet.
That makes things hard to forget.
I know. Hope you aren't telling your friends that you need more water, less stress, more sex, less of me. Looking for someone more mature than me. Somebody else who can keep better habits, and you're not having it. Cause now that you know, oh, you are better than I was ready for. It's not like before, yeah. Now I'm making up for it all. For every time to cry.
Yeah.
Self-centered men want to brag about themselves in every way all day, but could you please do me the honor of spoiling me with the conversation of your day? Can you tell me what made you grin? What made you smile? Can you please converse your open thoughts that took you away, that made you say, I appreciate you today? Did you have a drink of water that satisfied your palate of all the things missing besides my kisses in wishful places? Did you tell me about your deepest dream? Tell me what happens in between those dreams, in between eye blinks that make your dreams begin to take shape. There are times that I stare at your picture and I wonder what's going on with you on that day, at that time. But I still have to tell you, more than anything else, that I dream about you in ways that you could never begin to imagine. I start to look at you in other aspects. I start to have these dreams and conversations about you that you can't begin to fathom. I look at your picture and I talk to you and say stuff to myself. And I begin to ask, what would you say? What would you do? What would you bring? As I held out my hand for you just to ask you to hold mine, can you please do me a favor? Tell me something about you that I didn't already know. Surprise me with you as a superstar to my imagination. Can you please fulfill the intensity of the wishes that I have? Because all I want to do is get to know somebody like you. I could have said a whole lot of nasty things to get you to look my way, but no. I just want to listen to you. I don't want to talk to you. I want to have conversations with you that you have never had with anyone else, and I want you to indulge my senses with everything encompassing you. I'm just asking for an opportunity to be the listening ear that most men could never be. I want to be someone that you brag to your friends about, that you say he listens to me. I want to be the fascination that you're beginning to have when you say this dude is somebody different. And I guess you caught me. You caught me staring at your picture talking to you. It looks like I'm talking to myself, but I'm not. I'm actually asking God in prayer format, can I please find a way to make this woman happy? And could you do me the honor of blessing me with what the first thing I saw of you that I look forward to? And that's your smile. Everything else after that, I pretty much can learn on my own. But without you, give me the opportunity. Everything else that I'm asking for is just a wish about this. So could you please do me a favor and indulge me with everything that makes you possible? I'm listening. I can't wait until you give me a chance to let this story come to a conclusion that ends up with you being happily ever after. I'm just hoping for the day that you and I can stare at stars and wish upon one of them and say that one belongs to us. Because at the end of it all, my deepest and darkest desire is not to get with you. It's just to make you happy and possibly be Mrs. Robinson. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Loving on me, oh, 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 oh,
Next up, Mojave.
Oh, wow. I was going that too. My bad. I was not paying attention. What's good, man?
You're supposed to just spit, bro. You're supposed to just spit.
Huh? Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Oh. All right. I love that you've always seen your greatness in me. Willing to love the undercarriage of my depression, to right side me up and expose me to love and light, to always give me the polish of care and concern so I can mirror the shine of your soul. How you love me speaks to how you love you. Crazy, some said it was to love a man of so many worlds and works of art carried in words and yet directionless and no purpose. But God gave you a map and told you to be patient, make the love of your life return and bring the glory of being closer and the breath back into your lungs. Forget a groove. This is a lifelong symphony. More than the promise of season and the ever-changing of the solstice, ushering the difference in always the new. No one would understand the love or the song that you kept singing. Even when they swore you were singing off-key even, when they said that you don't know that the words, even when they said you learned a new song, you wore the scars of the fight. But these same scars spoke of the deep wounds that spoke of how precious love is. Be a blessing. I am finding my life and my reason to love harder, to love more, to fight my fears and let no bad happen. To cement my heart with all the goodness that God gives with loving you. And loving you that brings that learning, that love, this armor, armor that protects soul and heart is the best that we have to offer. And what material world matters not. It is what spiritual that we craft for each other that exudes the depth and the breadth of what we share. The protection that carries ancestral bloodlines to fruition, that makes the work for family, life. You are life. You are love. You are everything that anyone could ever think of. You are the walk, the journey that I wish to take. The love I want to create, the love I wish to make, and in everything, you are what's at stake. No one can ever tell you how precious you are, that the scars that you bear manifest the light that we share. How much more can we be? If I am for you, and you are for me, let's make me come together as one. Two holes, sun, moon. Poem.
Listen to me, listen to me, listen to me.
Any other day I would wonder why you don't smile. Today has truly been a while since I seen royalty look so good. If I may say something and not come off rude, I've admonished the way you move. Every moment of your patterns I've studied just to prove I'm the one ready to give you my name and a crown, but only if you're down and willing to let those men that hurt and scarred you go. I'm here in the flesh, and so I'm patiently waiting to make your soul believe that I'm more than just your mate, and I know your love wants to no longer grieve. Before you assume that I want to use you for your physical, I'm here for your mental. That I'm praying to God I get the honor of stimulating. I don't want you to be insinuating that I'm just like him. The one who hurt you so bad, your beacon of light went dim. I want to enjoy you and all your essence. I want to bask in your presence. I'm asking for just some of your time, so eventually I can spend eternity with you in our time, as we create the kind of memories that will surpass that of Adam and Eve. We will procreate something so amazing while others are stargazing. And me? I just want to behold the most beautiful creation God ever made. You, woman. So please, don't let this opportunity fade. I'm knocking on your heart's door, begging for more of you. Simply you.
I've never been so wrong before. You made it impossible for me to ever love somebody else, and now I don't know what I left you for. See, I thought that I could replace you.
Just too hot to fight, so wanna
coming for you, yeah, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight it's Romantic Sensual Saturday with your host, yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. I would give you the dial-in number, but we're in overtime. And, yeah, if you was listening online, you didn't dial in, you got cut off. But you can join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is going to be the King and Queen's Quarters with King Atterbury and Queen Simmons. Tuesday night is going to be the Honey Dripper 2.0 with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night is going to be the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night is going to be the Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is open at the moment, but Saturday night, y'all, it's going to be Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. So make sure y'all tune in. It's been a dynamic show. Thank you all for coming out to tune in and participate in a Romantic Sensual Saturday. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. So we thank you for taking 2 hours out of your busy day to hang out with us, to share your artistry, or to just partake and just listen. But I tell you what, how about we come back for some church tomorrow? Tune in. I'm sure Divine Inspiration would love to have you. Poetic would love to have you. After all, what a better way to start off your week than with some inspiration. Good night. One love, one mic, and always remember to take your socks off. Baby, baby. Peace.